has sprung
to spring in all of its possibilities. Let's rock.
WLER Butler Cranberry is the rock station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the rock station. 97.7.
We welcome you to our local music show here tonight on the rock station. 97.7. It is the Grassroots Show. I'm Bob Kopp, along with you, Tom Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we are ready to talk about some local music, visit with some local musicians and entities within the local music scene, and promote what's going on, because there's a lot of great things happening. Hello there, Utah.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm great.
I am as well.
That's good.
That's good.
And we have local music to play. How about that?
There you go.
That's even better.
You know, we always think things are going to slow down for us, and we're going to like be able to catch our breath a little bit, but it just never happens, does it?
Yeah, it never does.
One thing after another, so... Yeah. Just happy we got this show going on the air.
But you know what? The music never stops either. And we've got lots of great music to share.
Yeah,
so that's a good thing.
There you go. Yeah.
That calms everything down. We want to thank Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. I did see a little post from Jim Harpell in the past week that he was back in his happy place in front of the console. So obviously recording or mixing down something. So be anxious to hear. And, of course, the band Meat Hook that emerged out of there, they're part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, so we're excited to have them back again.
As are several artists that have recorded at the Meat Locker, so I'm looking forward to that.
Might just have to play something here in the very near future from Meat Locker, too. But, Band Jam coming up quick. Before you know it, it's going to be here right around the corner. We're already closing down the month of April. You know what that means? Next month of May, is when we reveal the Grassy nominees for 2019, and month after that, we vote on it, or at least you do, the listeners out there, and then we announce that thing that currently is held by Anger the Ant, which was recorded in Meat Locker Recording Studios. So it's all coming quick. Band Jam, July 12th and 13th, presented by Woodman Life.
And I just got done talking about not having enough time, things slowing down. You're kidding me.
And I had to add that to your plate.
Oh, boy.
Get that list going. Because the people are expecting and anxious to vote, just like they do every June. It's a very fun thing that we present during the Band Jam. And, of course, we hope you'll be there, because we've got a great lineup of music this year. Once again, I know you painstakingly, you know, we debate and then you painstakingly put it together. And it's a difficult process, because there's so much great music out there. And we really want to make this the showcase of the year. And we think we hit the ball out of the park every year. But this lineup, it's shaping up to be another doozy.
Yes, it really is. And, of course, we wouldn't be able to make this happen if it wasn't for our good friends in Lamat Productions. So we appreciate them being with us every year. And, of course, they're going to help us out on our next Rock Done Right tour stop coming right up May 4th, downtown Butler.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah. How about it? Yeah, that's going to be a great event, too, that we'll talk about. But check out thebandjam.com for more information. If you'd like to get tickets, you can do it all online. You can get the link over to Cooper's Lake Campground so you can reserve your spot. Camping is separate from the admission price, which is only $20
for 20
pre-sale.
Bands,
yeah, for 20 bands, 25 at the gate. Get your tickets ahead of time. 17 and under get in free. You know, and I was just watching, there's another radio station off to our east that's kind of out of our listening area, but when I'm traveling, I like to tune in. I think they do a nice job. They put together a festival that's a two-day festival for them that they're going to charge people $35 to get into, and they're going to have five bands each day for $35. Okay, that's one day. The opening day is 20, so you're going to pay $55 for your weekend, okay, to see 10 whole bands. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you double that for less than half that money.
It is a good deal at the Band Jam. Yeah. Although, if it's great local music that they're going to have at their festival, it's still worth the price of admission, though, because it's quality stuff.
Oh, it is. It is. Well, they're all primarily tribute bands. I think they have local bands, right. But it's going to be a tribute festival. So it's a little bit of a different entity, but hey, it's a lot more expense. Cooper's Lake Campground, we've got the setting, got Butler Area Society of Homebrewers, going to have beer, going to have people. Going to be a great weekend.
It is, and Cooper's Lake Campground is the perfect facility for our little festival, and you're just going to have a great time. Really recommend you check it out.
Absolutely. So we're going to be visiting with a couple of gentlemen who have put together a booking agency for area bands and even for club owners. If you're looking for a consistent flow of talent coming to your facility, or if you want to go as a musician and visit said facilities, maybe even outside of the area, Christian Gabrielski, we call him Super Monkey. And he has performed under that term and kind of lives the dream as Super Monkey. He has joined together again with a guy named Jeff Benton, who's very well versed in the music scene around this area. And they've put together MSM Booking Agency that they're getting off the ground right now.
Yeah, and we've didn't know it, but we've crossed paths kind of with Jeff in the past because we've featured artists from their record label, Misery Records. So going to be nice to talk to him tonight.
Absolutely. So we'll sit down and visit with them. But first, we're going to get to some tunes, and we're going to play a tune that may have been missing in the recent week. And if it was, it was my fault, which it usually is. But yeah, we'll make good here.
I was unaware of this, but we got a message that there was an issue spinning the Fire Gods on an episode a couple weeks back. So let's throw them back on. This is kind of the end of their CD. Mm-hmm. It's sort of two songs mashed together, but it's called You Don't Have to Be Lonely and 3:54 AM. And I think you can kind of put that together there.
Yeah. I think that song might tie in together. Huh?
Yes.
Some thought process there. And we'll follow that up with the very talented Elizabeth Harza, who was a recent guest this year in 2019. A song from her My Peeps album, Plain Old Shoes, here on The Grassroots Show. You're listening in to The Rock Station, 97.7.
Oh, The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here tonight, the Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you, and we are presented by the Rainbow Inn for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, and man can specials. Head to 323 2nd Street in Freeport for the Rainbow Inn, a refreshingly wonderful place with good people and cold beer.
Always a good time.
We are excited tonight to talk to a longtime friend of the show, Super Monkey. Christian Yablewski is back with us. How's Super Monkey tonight?
Everything's great, actually, guys. Thanks for having us back on the show.
Yeah.
And, I know a lot of good things. I'm playing live as much as I can. It's just in Grand Rapids. That was a lot of fun. Get to play at a really nice venue, 20 when we're live. Just trying to play as much live music as possible. And then also, working in the shop. It was just record store day. And that was pretty, one of the better days we ever had there up at the store. So just trying to get Allentown bumping. Met with some people about doing the festival again this year, Lakeland Music Festival. Every year I say I'm not going to do it again, and then I talk myself into it. So it's kind of been the focus of our attention. Also, this new business we're going to talk about that I teamed up with Jeff Etten over at Measure Records, and just kind of worked together. I think we complement each other well on a personality basis and seem to get stuff done.
That's awesome. MSM Booking Agency is the name, and we'll talk about that tonight. I do want to ask you, though, Chris, about the record store day. That's something that's been going on for a number of years now, and now that you're kind of in that business as well with your store, it seems like the ground has swelled surrounding that, and the momentum is in a real positive way for people going out buying vinyl records now.
Best, man. It's the best. And you know why it's awesome? It's because when you and I were kids, we'd go out and get these records, right? And each one was like buying a piece of art. It was like buying your own copy of Starry Night, or a Renoir or something. Having your own copy of a piece of art created by an artist. And from everything means something, from the guitar notes they're playing to the words they're singing to the graphic design of the album, how it's laid out. Color of the album. All that stuff makes it special, It makes buying music special again. It makes it something that's, a positive experience as opposed to just hitting a button and having that instant gratification,
Absolutely.
I think it makes you appreciate it more.
Yeah. And to hold it and be able to see it without having to have a magnifying glass to look on the CD cover to see if there is actually liner notes in this thing.
Yeah, there's no way you can read that. How about those, liner notes on the CDs that are just basically the album shrunk? It's like, how do you read that? It's impossible. Gotta be a mouse.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, those glasses.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're having success there. That's an important thing, obviously, part of our business.
Yeah, it was good. It was my first official record store day where, it was record store day, and my name was on the list. And some people, I had, a dozen or so new customers that had never come in before check out the store. They're like, wow, I didn't know you were here, How long have you been here? I'm like, 3 years. Need the paint job again already. So,
well, don't worry.
It was exciting, and I appreciate the efforts that the record store day people, put together and make this something special for stores like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, don't worry. Here at 97.7, we've been trying to be discovered for years, too. So, even the Grassroots Show.
We all know you're there.
We appreciate the support. And, of course, likewise, back and forth, you do a great bunch of work for local musicians down that way. And tell us a little bit. We want to welcome Jeff Bedden, who's part of this new collaboration, MSM Booking Agency. Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself as we get into this.
Sure. Well, I've been working at Visa Records for a number of years now. Company's been around for a good while. We work with folks like the Hawkeyes, Chet Jensen, the Big Bend, Andre Costello, a lot of local talents, also a lot of national talents that were just trying to take nationally or just bring the focus back to Pittsburgh. Either way, we just believe in great music, and we want to give a bigger platform.
And obviously that's the collaboration between you two to really kind of, I guess you could say, kind of create a super house where people in the local music scene can come to you and get some help.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely what we're trying to do, is kind of combine forces. We think we're stronger together, obviously. And the thing I like about working with Christian is he's a guy who's already making it happen, and we figured we could pull our resources, basically, and just help the city out even more than we were individually.
Now, Chris, you seem to be the driving force behind this when I saw the initial posts. Did you find in talking with people or dealing in the music scene yourself that maybe there was a hole and you guys thought you could fill that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I already started a booking agency called Rockford Booking Agency. I've been operating for really since 2013 to help supplement my record label and kind of handle some of that for some of the bands, which it's not easy. It's not an easy job, and you got to have rapport with people, really, build relationships. And I've kind of been doing that for the last, it's 6 years now. And it's hard to think about that. I really never noticed that it's been that long. But so, you know, in talking with Jeff, we were talking about just different aspects of the business. And I think, you know, like minds think alike, and we came to the idea that if we combined our rosters, you know, we'd be a stronger force. And really, I think Jeff and I just complement each other on a business level. You know, I'm pretty blunt to the point, and Jeff's a little bit of a, I don't know, friendlier topic. He's pretty easy to get along with, and I think it's just a combination of our personalities, really, and what we've done individually in the music business. There's things that Jeff does that I haven't been doing it, does better than me, and I'm sure vice versa. So, you know, we just kind of tried to pick out something that wasn't working in the market and go make it work. And there's definitely a hole. I mean, I've been flooded with submissions from bands to be a part of what we're doing, and to the point where it's actually overwhelming. I can't handle it. And so we can only grow the company so quickly, you know?
Absolutely.
And the slow and steady wins the race. So first thing we're doing is trying to find a VP of operations that can really kind of be a clone of Jeff and myself and help us, you know, build this company up to where it needs to be in the market so it can be successful.
And you're actually...
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to grow too fast so we can't even sustain our operating businesses.
That's important an aspect, no doubt about it. Yeah. So you're seeking resumes from people now? Is that kind of the thought? Or are you looking through things?
That's really the first thing that we need to get going. You know, we hired a couple agents right away, and, you know, it really takes a certain type of personality and person to persevere in the music business. It's not for everybody. I mean, I thought I knew I was getting into it. When I got into it, I had no idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had been working, you know, in the business as a musician for a long time, but when you really get into the nuts and bolts of how things work on the back end, I mean, I have to say most musicians do not know, you know, the whole process of booking your band at a real venue, you know, and what you're really supposed to do. You know, everybody knows the guys at the Rec, and, you know, we've all played there, and sure, we can call them up and book a show there, and we don't need a contract or, you know, stuff. We have relationships with rapport, but if you want to go play in Grand Rapids, someplace you've never played before, and, you know, you're supposed to have a deal, probably write down the details of that deal and have everybody agree to it. You know, just make a commitment. And there's a certain protocol and things that we do every day when you're booking bands. And, you know, you need to follow those, or you're not going to be successful in the business, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a way things are done. And as much as a lot of it's red tape and, you know, semantics that it's really not necessary, you still got to do it. That's what everybody else is doing. So if you try to bump the system, it's just not going to work. You're not going to get out of Pittsburgh. So you got to operate in a manner that, you know, fits the needs of all the parties involved. And so musicians, for the most part, I think, aren't thinking about those things. They're thinking about, hey, how can I make this song rock, you know, or what's a better line to write with this? And so that's where Jeff and I kind of are trying to do our best to, you know, help grow the booking side of things here in Pittsburgh and get bands out of Pittsburgh, because that's where you get successful. I mean, look at the most successful acts that have come from this market. You know, they start here and then they go on a national level and go on to the big time, you know?
Well, conducting yourself on a professional level as an artist has been a consistent theme of the show, indeed.
No doubt about it. Yeah. MSM Booking Agency, visiting with Super Monkey, Christian Gerbulewski, and Jeff Benton here tonight. Well, let's get into some music, and well, why not deal with some of the records that Super Monkey has put out and we've played on this show, the Aqua Rocket version of Micah Jude. And, Chris, you actually wrote this about your son, is that right?
Yeah, it sure is. And it's actually a song I've had for a long time, but I didn't have any lyrics. I'd written it for, I mean, just probably 10 years ago. I thought of that riff. Just never knew what to do with it. And one day it clicked.
And here it is, Micah Jude by Aqua Rocket, tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7. Again, this segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn in Freeport.
I remember when you and me were out of line. Two kids living love in paradise. Sea of blue and aqua rocking like I do. I've been waiting my whole life to meet you, Micah Jude. Trust you. Try and help us stay alive. Every day brings me home with a smile. Sweeter than the Appalachian morning dew. I've been waiting my whole life to meet you, Micah Jude.
Yeah, the world's your oyster, boys, so what? Cause I'm tired of all the lies. With all this wrong, I'm gonna make things right. Let's just run away tonight. If I could say anything, talking to myself, I would give all I've got when there is nothing left. Though there's wrong, I'm gonna make things right. Love's just run away tonight. If I could say anything,
lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, brought to you by Bros's Superette for Butler's Best Hot Sausage and full line of smoked beef sticks, bacon, cuts of steaks, you name it. Anything you're going to put on the grill, put on your plate for dinner, or how about stopping by for some deli meats and cheeses and homemade sides and salads for your lunch? They've got it all. High on the Hill, right on the Price, corner of Rockenstein and South Main. In Butler, it's Bros's Superette. They love local music, so do we, and we appreciate their support. And we're talking a lot about local music tonight. Super Monkey and Jeff Benton talking to us about MSM Booking Agency. It's a brand new entity that they have put together to help out local music artists. And if you're out there listening, stay tuned. They might be able to help you break onto the national scene. Chris, we just heard a song called Stone Wicked Souls and a song called Saying. And give us a little background of that group. That's something, collaboration that you helped out in recent years.
Yeah, those guys are one of the bands on my label that I just really enjoy working with. I think they're super talented and honestly just nice guys and easy to work with. You know, we did the Hollow EP, which they got by being a part of Penrock Scholarship. And then, you know, they just recently wrapped up production and I think they got most of the mixing done. There's probably, you know, one more final mix they got to do on a new, I think, 5-song EP they're putting out. Features, you know, those guys, and they did have Matt Ferrante of
you know, plays with after the fall and actually plays with Super Monkey sometimes and filled in a couple times to Muckle when he wasn't available. And it's funny, I have two drummers that I work with. They're both named Matt. And makes it real easy on me. And nobody seems to notice they don't look alike, you know? Depends on which one I show up with at the gig. No one's ever said anything. I'm like, hey, this is Matt. They're like, okay. They colored his hair. Who knows, you know? So as long as they play the music right, that's all that people in the audience in the bar, yeah, the restaurant, whatever, wherever you're playing, you know?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, that's all I care about. So, but anyways, yeah, this guy's just finished up, you know, making some new music. I'm excited to hear it. I haven't even really heard it myself, and so I kind of just let them do their thing and interested to see what happens. They're working with Doug at Sonic Studios, and you know, Doug's the master of his craft, so I think I know it'll sound good. I don't have to worry about it. I just got excited to hear it.
And for Matt Ferrani, it wouldn't be very difficult for him to color his hair, so, you know, it works out well.
Of course. I think he might look funny with blonde hair. I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course. You guys know Matt?
Oh, yeah. We had him on numerous times. Yep. Good guy.
Yeah, I figured he did. He's funny.
Well, one of the three different entities he was working in the last few years.
Oh, my God. Dude, make it like five or six now.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, shows you the caliber of musician he is and really the caliber of musicians that are in this community. And that's kind of special to have an opportunity for these guys and these gals out there to have a booking agency if they want to try to break through. How can a musician out there or a band get in touch with you guys? And how does that process start for them to get connected with MSM Booking Agency?
Jeff, you can feel that one if you like.
Sure. Yeah, they can go to our website at msmbooking.com, and we've got forms for everyone to fill out if they want to hire one of our bands. There's a way for them to do that as well. So, yeah, we encourage people to check us out and do their due diligence. And,
yeah, any venue owners that are listening in the market that, you know, fits to what's going on your station, if you're looking for some great acts, and then Jeff and I have a great list of professional musicians that we work with on a daily basis to, you know, be successful. So we can guarantee you you're not going to get a band that sounds like they didn't practice, you know, mm-hmm. or something like that. So we get professional people for whatever your needs are, you know, whether it's a, you know, a little beer hub or, you know, a small little bar, somebody doing solo acoustic to, you know, full-on rock bands, cover bands, all kinds of great stuff.
As an agency yourself, are you reaching out to different entities in different cities, making connections, or is this something that both of you have already had in place and you're using those connections?
Actually, just this past week, Jeff and I teamed up on something where, working as a team, we got a band Harken on their label, which I think is great. I think they sound like a two-piece Nirvana, and I love Nirvana, so that works out really great for me. And when I go and pitch these guys, I can mean everything I say. And I say, hey, I like these guys. They're good. Check them out. We just got them opening for Jeff. What's the band again? It's somebody that's just it's a pretty good band. They're Potty Mouth or something like that, I think is what it was, in Buffalo. At a pretty good venue up there. So we got them out of Pittsburgh, and we got them playing on a national touring show in another market, which is I'm actually surprised we pulled that off. But, you know, just working with Jeff and the venue owner and convincing him that, you know, we'll do everything we can mm-hmm. on our end to help push his show and get people down there. You know, in return, he puts these guys on the show. You know, so now he's not just hiring the band, he's hiring a team of people that are on the business side of things that help push these bands in their market, you know. So that's kind of how we had that success this week, and it was great. It was like, hey, this works, you know. And now we just need to find a couple people that on the same level as us, and I think this is really going to blow up. And that takes time. I mean, you got to get the right person for the job. It's not, I've said it once, I'll say it a thousand times, the music is not for everybody. It's, yeah, take your lumps, man. You know?
Well, to grow anything, obviously, you've seen that, but success can be made. I think your record store is a prime example of that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I work hard.
Yeah. So, Jeff, you said msmbooking.com. Great place to start. Yeah. Anybody out there listening in that would want to maybe investigate and become part of the plan?
You know how we came up with that name, guys, right?
Misra Super
Monkey. Super Monkey, yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys, that's how hard we worked on naming. Hey, let's do this.
Wow. I get a star and get to go to the head of the class.
There you go, Bob.
Hey, it works, right? And it's simple to remember, too, you know?
It shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah. Just like getting yourself booked and getting yourself some gigs.
That's a little bit more of a challenge, but it's all about, you know, pairing up the right act at the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Well, hey, we wish you guys the best of luck with the venture. Jeff, we're going to play a couple of songs representing Misra here. And have some representation that you do for, as you mentioned, Chet Vincent and the Big Bend and the Hawkeyes, which are making some noise on the national scene right now.
Absolutely. And that's what the end of the goal is to take Pittsburgh to the rest of the world and show them what we've got cooking here in Steel City. And, they're a bunch of hardworking guys, and we think anyone who's willing to put in the effort ought to be rewarded.
That's awesome. Well, guys, best of luck with MSM Booking Agency and all of your ventures, and we hope to hear some more great music in many years to come, guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on.
All right. We're going to wrap it up with Chen Vincent and the Big Bend. Forest Needs the Fire and the Hawkeyes, Stones Throw Away, and we'll be back with more great coverage of local music here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
The forest needs the fire. Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Kick off your weekend next weekend with Washboard Tony at the Uncommon Ground Cafe in Aliquippa from 7 to 9 p.m. And then on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, don't miss out on the Rock Done Right Tour stop that hits Main Street in downtown Butler for the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party. This is a block party that will showcase resources available throughout Butler County for drug, alcohol, and mental health services. There will be food and craft vendors available, the Kids Zone, and of course, live music presented by Shady Lady like Repo Man, The Red Lines, Shag Dog Melonhead, Dempsey, The Noble Hops Band, Martin Vincent, The Palm Bodies, and more. And then on Sunday, May 5th, join in for the Scalero de Mayo benefit for Johnny Cat Hendricks, being held at the North Country Brewing Cannery location from noon to 5. They'll have a taco bar, raffles, and live acoustic music from the Noble Hops, the Shiners, and Heyday.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself.
As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight once again. And we thank Super Monkey and Jeff Benton joining us tonight. MSM Booking Agency. Check them out at msmbooking.com for more information. And I wish them well. It's, you know, it seems like Super Monkey gets involved in a number of different things and has had great success. He's a go-getter, no doubt about it. And you just heard some of the work of Jeff Benton and his Misra recording company. So, yeah, I think there's two entities, two powerful entities there that should have great success with that.
Yeah, and hopefully it's just a good thing for the Pittsburgh music scene. Like we were talking to last week's guest, he actually moved from another state to be a part of the Pittsburgh music scene. So we know something great's happening here.
Absolutely. Something that we're going to continue to follow that has kind of developed here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in recent weeks that might be concerning for both musicians and for club owners, too, because it may be spurring a battle between the two, quite possibly, if it comes forward. There's a House bill, number 561, that has passed through the Pennsylvania House of Representatives that will allow minor musicians, those that are not quite of age yet, to perform in clubs but not get paid. And there are some sides of this coin that have brought forth concern. In particular, I was reading an op-ed from a gentleman who's from the Philadelphia area who is a lawyer, but he's also a professional musician. And he talks about the pain that musicians go through when they go to work, you know, usually for very low pay, and the amount of time that they put in and come home at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, try to live a normal life, but they have that passion of being a musician. And he took an interesting angle on this in his piece. Now, basically, what this bill allows is liquor license holdies, hotels, bars, and the like, to hire minors to perform as musicians, but it prohibits expressly any payment to those performers for their services. Thus, could be bringing forth concern with regard to, will this give maybe a loophole for clubs and restaurant owners and the like, who are now paying people to come in and perform, to kind of run around that and have a minor do it free of charge? And this could affect musicians, DJs, anything of the like where money is being spent.
Yeah. Hey, college sports does it, right?
Yeah. Well, you got a good point there. So this is going to be interesting because it's already passed the House of Representatives here in Pennsylvania, and it's off to the Senate. So you're obviously advertising or introducing free labor into the workforce, into the marketplace. It's something that I would think, as performers, a lot of people musician-wise are going to be quite concerned.
Yep. And you can check that out. That's House Bill 561, like you said. Maybe we'll have to follow that up some more. And it passed quite a bit in the House of Representatives by a vote of 185 to 12. So,
yeah. Yeah. We were referring to some of the statements from Brian Tuck, who's an attorney and musician based in Chester County, which is just outside of Philadelphia. And he's quite concerned about it. You know, he kind of made the reference saying, you know, this is no different than a young man who is out cutting grass as a youth, maybe in high school, or doing some landscaping. And you invite him in to cut your yard or do some, you know, prepping of flower beds. Maybe John Vento would be able to chime in on this. And he does, you know, a full day's of work, around your house, or maybe you hire him for the summer, but he's not of age. And so you say, well, you know, I'm not going to pay you anything. There's no different than what we're talking about, where the government is saying to that business, you will not pay this young person, even though they're performing your work for you. It's an interesting dilemma.
Oh, I love the government. Anyway.
Food for thought and something to keep an eye on. And, well, we will do that for you here on the Rock Station 97.7 in the Grassroots Show. Want to remind you, too, not only do we have the band jam coming up, but right around the corner here, it is the part two of the Rock Done Right Tour and a very special event coming on Saturday of next weekend, by the way, May 4th. Downtown Butler, a great event called the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party. Music and information all in one location.
Yep, we've got a great lineup for that as well. We're going to have the Red Lions, Shag Dog Melonhead, Dempsey, the Noble Hops, Martin Vincent, and the Palm Bodies. So looking forward to that.
Wow, what a great event that's going to be. And I hope you'll be there. It's going to have a lot of different information, basically a showcase of resources that are available in Butler County for drug, alcohol, mental health services. It's going to be a fun event for kids. There's going to be craft vendors and more. And that's all happening in downtown Butler on Saturday, May 4th.
Yep, and the next I'd like to invite you out also to North Country Brewing Cannery. We're going to do a benefit for Johnny Cat Hendricks, who plays with the Noble Hops, and he's been a member of Junkman's Widow and the Gravel Road Band in the past. Of course, him and Jennifer Lynn Baker, lifelong partners, all members of the Noble Hops. We're going to be out there raising some money for him and sclerodoma. So come on out.
That'll be the next day.
Yep.
Up at the North Country Brewing Cannery. Yep. So hope you'll check that out. Let's get to some music here tonight.
All right. I say we go out with a nice kick to the head here with some Red Sun and some Throwing Stones.
Well, see, I'm in my bubble, so I'm there protected from the stones, you know what I mean? And we're going to play Bubble Clown from Shag Dog Melonhead. This is their latest. They are going to be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year as well.
As May 4th, downtown Butler, so for the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party.
Two locations, you can see them, and make sure you show up for the block party, and make sure you're getting your tickets for the Band Jam. Go to thebandjam.com. And we'll do it again next week. It's Grassroots right here on The Rock Station 97.7 every Sunday night at 7. Don't forget, our show is streamed and archived at 977rocks.com. We appreciate you tuning in.
far can you see? Or better yet, how much of this do you believe? Through the dark, guided with hope, hopes of one day to shorten this road.
Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry.
Seen Junior's grades.
Bye.
station, 97.7.
Yeah. Did you ever try?
rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Radio is America's number one mass reach medium. Yes, you heard that correctly. More people listen to the radio on an average weekly basis than watch TV or search the internet. And there's a reason why. We play your favorite songs, we have your favorite DJs, and we also cover local news, sports, and weather always live and always on time. So if 93% of Americans are listening to radio, wouldn't it make sense for your business to be there too? At the Butler Radio Network, you get what you won't get at other places. Better service that offers a tangible result on your investment. Local music, local news, local DJs, and local businesses make local radio. So while all the big market stations focus group their music and overanalyze the market, we're doing radio the way it was meant to be. The Butler Radio Network takes pride in what we do. We care about where we work, we care about who listens, and we care about our local businesses. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on the advertising page. I'm Tyler Friel, and I love what we do.
The next stop on the 2019 Rock Done Right Tour is Saturday, May 4th, the Butler County Recovery and Resource Block Party. Join in on the